So we're talking real estate, it's ReBrew. From Tampa's breweries to deals on the rise, we'll help you grow and maximize. It's ReBrew time, let's raise a glass to Hobbs, Holmes, and making moves that last. So sip it slow and hear what's new. Welcome to the show.
February 6th, what is going on that day? Well, it's Mega Marketing. And if you have not heard of Mega Marketing yet, now's your chance to find out what it's all about and how to register. So today we have Dusty, and I messed up your last name.
I wasn't going to try it. I'll give it a shot.
Amatangelo.
I remember the Tangelo part now.
Right. Yep. Amatangelo.
We just say, I am a Tangelo, and leave off the I.
Oh, nice. Well, yeah. She is the one who has put together Mega Marketing for, this is your ninth year?
Yes.
And we basically have curated a perfect event for realtors to come to that is free for realtors, and it's jam-packed full, starting at 9 o'clock, I believe the doors open. Maybe 8:30 the doors open?
Because 8:30, yes.
You want to have your seat by 9 o'clock. We've got some great speakers, and we're going to let Dusty talk about who's coming in, and then we're going to break down a little bit of the classes so you know what to expect when you come to Mega Marketing. And then if you have not registered, we will be providing the links, but then you're going to want to come, bring your friends. This is a day you don't want to miss. So tell us about the day and how it's getting started and what we got going on.
Sure. So we, this is our first year, we actually brought in a keynote speaker, and we're super excited about that. John Israel is coming. He is Mr. Thank You. He's been featured on CNN. He's done TED Talks, ABC, so come see what his project's all about. It's a pretty cool journey that he took for a year, and now he's on stages across the country actually telling his story, so that's pretty cool.
We met him at Real Producers in Tampa Bay, and he did speak to the realtors there, and boing.
Concussion.
And she's out. And I heard him, and the way he leads his business, the way he teaches realtors how to lead from gratitude and how that makes an impact in their business, it really changes your mindset on what to do with your clients, your past clients, your sphere, just the people in your life, and how to incorporate them into your business. So he's speaking at 9, correct?
He's at 8:45.
Holy moly.
Yes. Carrie's gone. Am I up yet?
I know.
I'm
not even going to go to bed.
At least you live close to there, so that'll be good.
I know. Thank God. Yeah. The one thing I live close to.
I will say, Mega Marketing, for those who don't, you know, never been a part of it, it's pretty cool. You know, we're both going to be teaching classes there. You know, like I've been telling all my agents, you know, if it's something you've already done with me, don't feel like you have to book my class. There's so many other classes that you could take that would benefit you as well. So find what fits for you. How many classes do we have total?
We have 21 speakers, okay, right? And they range from video creativity to what does your business plan look like? What does your marketing plan look like? We've got some people on TikTok. Yes, we know that TikTok went away for a little while, but it's back.
Yeah.
How to make a video from basics all the way through to your more advanced classes. So there's all kinds of social media training that we're doing. So there are 21 speakers. We're doing a class panel on AI at lunchtime. So it's going to kind of be a working lunch.
You have some big speakers on that AI panel, don't you? Who you got going on?
We have Tim Murray, Michael Manos, and Jamie Andis. And all of them are proficient and love AI and have really brought it into their business. And
that's his.
Yeah.
Oh, it's me. Sorry, I'm fixing
it's okay.
Fixing the audio, you know.
Now it's like in my face. But yeah, it's so they should be able to at least give you an overview of what's going on in the AI world, because it's here. It's not coming. It's here. It should be part of your world. And there are so many things that you can do with AI. I know you're a whiz. Probably can't tell you anything.
No, I learn something new every day. That's the beauty of it, is like, and I think that's what the beauty of Mega Marketing is, is you may think you know something until someone else shows you something new.
Right.
You know, me with all the stuff that I'm always toying around with, this whole, you know, using AI to make an intro song was something that an agent brought to me this morning at a networking breakfast that we did.
And so, of course, you stopped what you were doing and made an intro.
I sure did. So, you know, it's really cool. There's just so much you can always learn. You're never, if you're not continuously learning, like, what are you doing? You know,
correct,
what I
mean? Right. That's true.
It's huge. It's huge.
Yeah. So we've got all of that going on. We've got someone coming in and it's going to talk about podcasting because that should be a part of your business, right? We all have professionals in our world that people need to hear from. Right. And right. that makes you, that gives you a know, like, and trust factor, right? Who are you talking to? Who's your partners? Who do you refer? So I think that, that's a huge event too. And Lisa Spencer is teaching that one. We've got Tony Baroni, who's coming to talk to you about his 10 biggest mistakes. So a top producer coming in and talking about his 10 biggest mistakes. I would want to be there.
Do you remember which time Tony's teaching? I'm going to be there all day. I want to go.
Yeah, he's there at 10.
Oh, okay, yep. Perfect. Yep. So I'll be available then because I don't teach until the afternoon. And again, just like Melvin, for my class, if you've already known me for what I teach, which will be Instagram automation. Mm-hmm. If I've already been able to teach you it, don't feel like you have to come to my class just because you know me. Go to something that you haven't learned before. Yeah. I will be there the whole day, kind of popping in and out of classes. Melvin will be there. I know you've got people talking about how to use video effectively.
Yes.
Right?
Which yes. Keegan Siegfried is coming to speak about how to use video. Right? And what it's done to his business and how it's transformed it. Because it is. Video is in this world too. You have to have it if you're going to be successful.
Yeah, I agree. And then, Tom Tillier, I believe is
Tom speaking. Tillier.
Yeah, we're actually meeting with him later today, but he's got a whole approach. His entire team focuses on video forward, I believe is the term he uses. But the way he uses video in his marketing and in his interactions with his customers, it's not anything super scientific, but it's a plan. And if you follow it like the way he does and the way he'll be talking about, it's going to bring your business into the next level and into the century that we're living in. I mean, gosh, it's only 25 years into the century and we're just now getting the hang of it.
It sounds so long when you put it that way. 25 years into the century. It sounds so profound.
I have such a way with words.
Like, I'm only going to live until next week. I'm old. I'm 89 now. That's what it sounds like. That's funny. That's how I'm going to open all my classes. Well, in this century, we're going to learn.
In this second quarter of the century.
Mm-hmm. There's so many other, I mean, Gogo. Gogo's going to be there. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't know who Gogo is, she is phenomenal. You know, she's been dubbed like the queen of social media for real estate.
For a reason.
Yeah, yeah. So she just spent some time in New York City, and she was up in Times Square on the
She rang Jumbotron the NASDAQ bell.
Yeah. Get out!
Yeah, wow. Her 22nd year anniversary of being in America. She came to America not speaking any English with $100 in her pocket to become a nanny over here. 22 years later, she's ringing the NASDAQ bell with the other.
On the same day that she was there the first time she came.
That's cool.
Wild.
What an honor.
Full circle.
So we love Gogo. And if you have not met Gogo yet, she's someone that you would love to have in your world and in your sphere of people to help you grow your business, whether or not you're in real estate or just kind of real estate-esque. You know, there's other parts of real estate other than being an agent. She's got some good advice for you, so I would definitely come listen to her. She's going to be on a class or the panel?
No, she's actually doing a class. I believe the class name is called Turning Video into Money.
Ooh.
It's sexy, right?
Sounds like a go-go class.
100%.
Yeah.
Lot to learn from her. You know, I'll hit you with a question because this is something actually I had an agent ask me today. And I think it's a big kind of thought on a lot of people's minds when it comes to these events, right? Okay. The question was, well, if I come to the event, am I going to get like sold to all day to have to buy stuff and subscribe to things and buy things? And my answer was no, that's not what this is for. You know, so what I wanted you to explain is like what the vendor experience is. You know, I know there is going to be a room where the vendors are there and available, you know, to meet with and discuss and ask questions, but tell me if I'm wrong. This is not a salesy event. We're not here to take your money and get you to subscribe to our programs and, you know, just get locked into some other subscription. We know that that's kind of general rule of thumb in real estate right now. It's like, here's this cool thing. Subscribe. Here's, you know, take my money.
Right.
That's not what this is.
No.
Yeah.
This is not what this is. So the FBI group 9 years ago said, what are we going to do to stand out in the market? And so I come from a marketing background and I thought, okay, so we'll make a signature event and we just ran with it. So we started bringing in top agent speakers who were delivering their message. There are very few people that are coming to the event that own a business other than real estate, right?
Got it.
So yeah. They're not trying to sell you anything. However, you can't discount the vendors because this event's free to you.
Yep.
How do you think it gets free to you?
Exactly.
Right?
Yep.
And not only that, but I don't let anybody into the vendor space unless I personally know them and I've vetted them or I've used them or I hear good things about them. So I'm giving you a full list of vendors that you should be comfortable actually referring your business over to, but no one's trying to sell you anything throughout the day. This is a little bit different, right?
Yep.
We actually have John Israel, who has a book, who is selling the book at the event, and will autograph it.
Yeah.
So I've that's never cool. done that before, but that's the only thing that's like a sale. And
I've read his book. I actually acquired quite a few copies of it myself and started giving it to realtors that I know take the time to read and do mm-hmm. self-development and give them the tools inside that book. There's things that once you read it, you'll understand what I'm saying, but mm-hmm. there's things inside of that. So I give them the book and along with the tools and I say, hey, go hit the ground running with this. And the people that do it are like, wow, that was super effective. So,
right. So that's about going back to basics, if you really want my opinion in the real estate industry, because you haven't really had to use basics in a long time with the market the way it is.
Right.
And so taking it back a few steps and going back to a thank you card because I enjoyed working with you.
Right.
Right? So, yeah, there's a lot that is coming out of this event that I think that people are just going to be like, thank you so much for putting it on. And it's really so that you get a better ROI on your efforts for the year to come.
Right.
Right. And so if you get better efforts, hopefully you get more sales. And in the end, you're more effective and you're more profitable. And that was what the goal behind the whole program was about. And it's not about selling you things.
Yeah. We're not going to be selling you anything except just our support. Yeah. You don't have to buy it. You just have to be there for it.
And I will also tell you, too, I work very hard to keep this event non-recruiting.
Right.
So don't feel like you're going to come here and be recruited anywhere. That is the last thing I want. I want you to come here because I want to give you something, you know, to say thank you for the referrals that we get throughout the year.
Right. Absolutely. So it is an all-day thing.
Let's talk about lunch.
Yeah. So
how does that work? Because I've had a lot of questions on that.
Okay.
So let's touch on that. Just I want to make sure everybody knows what to be prepared for. Do they need to bring lunch? Do we have lunch? What's the plan?
Okay. So lunch is $20. I pick it up from Publix. I think there are four options for you. There is not a place that's pretty quick and in and out around the event venue. So either purchase the lunch or bring your own.
Right.
Bingo.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Yep.
And wrapping up for the event, is there anything else we need to know about post-event? Anything going on there?
I finally just secured. We're going to do a happy hour at 5, and I've never done that before either. I just thought that after a full day of taking in knowledge, everybody might need just a cocktail afterwards. So stick around till the end, and I think that we can sit around and just have some good old-fashioned conversation.
Love
right
it.
No sales, just conversation.
I know Melvin and Rachel and I will be there for the happy hour. Yeah. So if you've ever wondered like what the agent success team with Milestone Title does, we'll be there to answer those questions. Again, just there for you, so we're not trying to sell you on anything.
Yep.
But we sponsored this event with Dusty because we believe in what she's put together. We know that this is important. But I did want to break down just before we exit out of this. The event is all day, but there's multiple classes. And when you register, you get the opportunity to select the class.
Correct? That's correct. Okay. Yeah, there are four classes every hour except for our keynote in the beginning of the day.
Right. Yep. So go on. The links will be provided wherever you're watching this. You'll probably see a link somewhere. So click on that and register for it. Pick the classes that make the most sense for you. I do have a question. If they get there and they picked a class, but let's say they changed their mind because they didn't realize that another class was happening, are they able to switch?
As long as it's not full.
Okay.
If it's full, then they can only have 40 people per room. So once that's full, it's full because they have fire marshal regulations.
That's fair.
And if you guys happen to need the link, you can just go to flbigroup.com and there is a big, huge picture that says Mega Marketing. Just click on it and it'll give you the registration links.
Yeah. And I think if you go to milestonemelvin.com or workingwithworkman.com, both of us have the registration linked pinned to the top of those websites. So,
and if that doesn't work, you know, on the topic of ManyChat, one of the things that KJ's going to go over. Just head over to my Instagram. Any photo you see on there, I mean, obviously, it'd probably be easier just to click the Mega Marketing one that's right at the top. Just comment the words Mega Marketing, and I'll make sure to send you a DM with all the information as well.
Nice.
So we try to make it easy. There's multiple ways to you know, say skinny cat, but I can't stand that saying.
I can't stand that
but,
either.
You know, there's multiple ways to do things.
Let's ask ChatGPT for a new phrase.
Yeah, oh, my.
I do need a new one. Not skin and cats.
But it's February 6th. Doors open at
8:30.
8:30.
Carrie's still going to kill me when we're all said and done with the day.
She's going to need... It's no more dry January, so you can have your cocktail.
That's my first day. That's my first day of after dry January. But I have been doing better. Melvin will tell you. I was super on time. Even nice. Early some places.
She's been real early some places. New year, new me.
I know. Oh, new year, new me. I've been getting up. Yeah. So I'm excited for it. February 6th, definitely register ahead of time. Bring your admin if you've got that as part of your business. Bring your fellow realtors if you're a team leader or a broker. I highly encourage you bring the entire team or 100%. Brokerage.
Right.
Just come and hang out. We'll introduce you while we're there to those that we know. It's all about community. We always say real estate is a contact sport. You need to make contact with your clients, your customers, and your colleagues. So come out and make some contacts. At Mega Marketing.
You didn't say where it was. At the Regent, which is in Brandon or Riverview. I think it has a Riverview address now. So it's at 6437 Watson Drive. And it's an event venue that's absolutely beautiful. So I'm very happy that it's at such a huge venue.
It is. It's a big venue and it's easy to get to, good parking. When you are coming there, it kind of looks like you're driving in a neighborhood. Don't let it fool you. It's right at the beginning of the neighborhood, just the way you get there. Kind of looks weird, but you are in the right place. If you put it in your GPS, you'll be good to go.
Yep.
That's all we have. We look forward to seeing everybody there. And again, if you have questions, if you're looking to sign up, and you're like, who is this? Who is that? Give us a call, shoot us a text message, let us know what your goals are, and then we'll try to make sure that we fit you with the right classes that make sense for what you're looking to do.
Yeah.
You know, and I know there's a lot of chaos right now with the whole TikTok world. Just know there are some classes that were initially geared towards TikTok. It's universal information. You know, let's be real. Social media is social media, right? So if you find that that topic is still something that's creative for you, something that's going to benefit you, go for it. Personally, I don't think, being in social media world, I think it's here to stay. I don't think it's really going to go anywhere.
I do too.
Someone with a lot of money is going to purchase it up and do what we need to do to keep it, right? Mm-hmm. You know, so it is what it is. I just don't want you to be discouraged or not go to those classes, because a lot of that will copy paste over to Instagram if that's where you live and that's where you want to do your social. So don't let that be a deterrent. You know, pick that class, do that thing. If that's something you haven't learned yet, And it's been on your mind, just do it anyway, because it's here to stay. I'm pretty sure. I don't foresee it going anywhere. So, if you need anything from us, you let us know. We're excited to see everybody.
Yep. February 6th.
February 6th.
Bye.
Yeah. That's the last call for this round of Rebrew with Melvin and KJ and Milestone 2. From Tampa's breweries to deals done right, we'll catch you next time. Cheers and good night.